Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Already a lot of pressure, a lot of tension, and a lot of prayer that the baby is going to be all right. Add in the possibility or the threat, I should say, of a bacteria, then that's just enough to send mom, dad, grandma, grandpa on another level altogether. Well, there is a bacteria that has been affecting some premature babies in our area, in our state, I should say, not our area specifically. But here to explain what it is and why it is a threat to premature babies in particular is Dr. Nitin Bhanot. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he is the Division Director of Infectious Disease at Allegheny Health Network. And before I go to the doctor, I just want to say congratulations, because Dr. Bhanot has recently been named one of the Fellows of Infectious Diseases for the Society of America, and it's quite an honor. He joins about 100 distinguished physicians and scientists from around the world. Welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It is.
Ah, awesome. Awesome. So we started hearing about this bacteria. It kind of made national news in the last 24 hours. What kind of bacteria are we talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's called Pseudomonas, and the complete name is Pseudomonas aeruginosa. It's a tongue twister. Well, you know, just like we have staph infection, I'm sure you've heard of staph aureus. Pseudomonas is it belongs to a group of bacteria that we call gram-negative bacteria. And believe me or not, it's found in the environment. It loves to live in water. And if somebody had a good immune system, they'd probably be okay. Mm-hmm. Or may develop superficial infection, maybe like an ear infection, sometimes skin infections. But people who have a weak immune system, just like neonates, you know, who are preterm, or let's say you have a patient who has poorly controlled diabetes, or they are a transplant patient. Those kind of hosts, the bacteria can cause much more of a consequence in serious infections.
I see. So this is a bacteria that's been around, may have affected other people. It just so happens that we kind of saw this cluster in one area that happened to affect premature babies.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Pseudomonas is a known pathogen. It's a known bacteria to cause infections in healthcare facilities across the globe. And it's not a new bacteria. In fact, the CDC states, or estimates, I should say, about 50,000 people in the healthcare facility every year will get this infection.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it has gotten attention because, you know, the neonates have gotten, being in the hospital, not having a good immune system, that they've got this infection too. But it's known to the medical community very well.
So it's not in this area. So what would you say? I mean, parents, especially those of newborns that may be in the NICU right now, they don't need to be alarmed or feel any particular concern. Would that be accurate?
Well, it depends. You know, this is an infection that could happen anywhere in any hospital.
Hmm.
But general infection prevention practices, good hand hygiene, good environmental cleaning, and people shouldn't worry too much just because it happened in one hospital. It can happen in another hospital. I think it got attention because it happened in more than just a few. Maybe a cluster would alarm you know, parents and physicians equally.
Now, are there certain vulnerabilities? I'm going to be honest. My son was premature. That was a couple years ago. But are there certain things that preemies are, I don't want to say susceptible, but are there certain vulnerabilities that preemies have that full-term babies may not?
Well, that may be a pediatrician or peds ID doc and give more details. I'm an adult infectious disease physician. But, you know, their immune system and the nutritional status and malnutrition is one risk. You know, they don't have the ideal weight, and so their defense mechanisms to fight not just one infection but many other infections. You know, that immune system's not good. So it so happened that they got this infection. They could have gotten any other one, too.
So then when we're talking about a bacteria like this, it's really that weakened or would it be accurate to say compromised immune system?
That's correct.
And when we talk about immune compromise, that really covers, that crosses across
that's correct.
Age.
Oh, that's true. Like, you know, like I mentioned, you know, diabetes, being on steroids, having had a transplant and having other conditions and having had a surgery, old age is immunocompromised status too, extremes of age. So if you're too young, if you're too old, that's you're right. It's a wide spectrum.
Too young, too old.
Everybody goes through that, right?
Exactly. So bottom line, though, is that washing the hands, all those protocols that we hear about but don't always pay attention to are probably the best line of defense. Or that's the line of defense that we have some control over.
That's a better way of putting it. You could do everything right, but, you know, there's not everything in your hands. And so things could still go haywire. The best thing is to prevent. And secondly, when something like this happens, you want to get on top of it and see if there's any lapse in our, protocol.
There you go. Dr. Benoit, thanks so much for joining us today. It's sometimes we just need to hear these things to put our minds at ease because, even though I work in the media, sometimes the media can make you feel afraid of everything. So we appreciate you indeed.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, if you've been through that premature, if you've been through that NICU, any of those things, you're already tense. You're already nervous. You're worried. You're wondering. And then you hear a story like this, and then you just kind of go off the deep end. Even though it wasn't in Western Pennsylvania, the fact that it was in Pennsylvania, you automatically start thinking. You start calling your daughter. You start calling your son-in-law, whomever, and say, hey, did you hear that story on the news today? And there are some things you can do. There is, you know, sometimes there aren't things that you can do, but you can pay attention. And you know what? So many things come back down to washing your hands. Real simple. The washing of the hands can make all the difference in the world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.